Coach, appreciate the call. And, hey, still got it going, playing in that tough district up at Penny of Hamilton. And talk about your – you had a bye the first round. You got a nice semifinal win over Polo. Talk about that.
Yeah, we were able to come out and really get things going from the start. Played really good defense all night long and got off to a fast start. I think we were up maybe 19-2 or something like that at the end of the first quarter. And second quarter, they kind of switched defenses and took us a little bit to get comfortable with that, but then came out again in the third quarter and kept things going pretty strong and just had a solid performance all night long from everybody. And it was always nice to get that first win in districts, and we were lucky to have a bye the first early in the week, and so had a few extra days of practice and a few extra days of rest from game time experience to go into that game. And so just really proud of the girls for coming out strong and playing four full quarters of basketball.
Andy, I might have asked you this question already. You come into tomorrow night's district championship game undefeated with an undefeated record this late in the year. How do you feel? Does that put extra pressure on your girls? I know it puts a bullseye on your back. Does it put a lot of pressure on the girls, or is that an incentive to say, hey, we haven't lost anything, let's keep this going?
Well, you know, we actually, we didn't even really talk about the undefeated thing until up to our last regular season game. We, you know, did a little research and realized that just, you know, no team in our school's history had really done that before or ever done that before on the girls' side. And so, you know, we've talked about how that would be a cool moment for us to be able to experience that. And that was kind of it. You know, we really haven't talked much more about that. And we've just really preached about taking one game at a time all the time, and how, you know, this week is a totally new season compared to the regular season, because everybody comes in 0-0 and it's all kind of new for everyone and starting over. And you know, whoever wants it more and who wants it bad enough right now at this time of year is who's going to keep going on. And so, you know, we approached it that way from the beginning and just taking it one game at a time, and our girls have really responded to that.
Well, tomorrow night's district championship night up at Hamilton, Class 2 district, and as we said, you're undefeated. You got Penny of Hamilton. They've only lost four games, and they're going to be on their home court. They played in that tough KCI conference and battled some tough teams, as you have all year long. So that should be a whale of a championship game tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a very tough game for us. And, you know, Penny's only lost four games, but three of them have been to the same team all year. And their other loss came in the very first game of the season. So, you know, they've had an excellent season and play at a very tough conference and play a tough schedule. And, you know, they got a great player and a point guard in Nora Ford, who's, I think, going on to NCMC next year and playing at the next level. And so, you know, very traditional program that's had a lot of success over the years. And so playing them on their home court in a district championship game is definitely something that's going to be tough for us. But I think our girls are excited for the opportunity and excited for the challenge. And, you know, hopefully our community will come up and also give us great support tomorrow up at Penny.
Well, I think they will. The Wellington and Napoleon communities always support their teams very well. That ought to be a packed house tomorrow night. I think that game starts around 4, so maybe ought to get there around 2 o'clock or so if you want to get a seat. But, hey, Andy, I know you've got some very good young players, but you lose some good seniors this year. This is our last program of the year. Talk about the seniors who've made a big difference on your Wellington Napoleon undefeated team this year.
Well, we've had great leadership from all three of them this year, and you know, two of them have been four-year players for us in our program with Elena Novak and Lily McLean, and they've been both you know, just tremendous teammates for our team. Come in and just do what's asked of them. You know, Elena is a girl that fought some injuries early on in her career, and then has been a varsity player for us now for 3 years. She's a very good athlete, very intelligent young lady, involved in a lot of things at school, and has really stepped up for us in some big games this year when we needed her to, coming off the bench for us, and has done a great job. And Lily McLean is another girl that, you know, she loves the game and loves being on the team, and she's probably our most inspirational leader. She always breaks us down in the huddle and is always bringing energy off the bench for us and cheering our girls on to everything. And she just wants what's best for the team and wants us to win each and every time, and has made a lot of sacrifices for our team in order to make us all better. And She's just a great young lady as well. And then we have one that's been with us for 3 years, and Emmy Bates, and Emmy's a starter for us and just a tremendous athlete and a great competitor. And, you know, she did not play with us last year, but decided to come back out this year after fighting some injuries last year. And so we're very happy that she was able to come back out and join us her senior campaign and finish what she started a couple years ago with us. And so, you know, they've, like I said, they've all three been great leaders for us, and we've been very lucky to have them a part of our program and help leading our team throughout this season.
Well, and I know you got some real good girls coming back next year, including the two Shannon twins who are sophomores. So I guess having those girls back, I'm sure that puts a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, some great girls being able to come back as well. And, you know, our juniors and sophomore class will be 2- and 3-year varsity players for us. And so to get that experience at a young age and heading into their you know, junior and senior campaign is going to be huge for us in the future. And so, you know, I think they've all gained great experience this year, and, you know, only looking for better things to come and building off this memorable season that we've had. You know, we had a great year last year when they were young as freshmen and sophomores, and were able to make it to the state playoffs then. And, you know, to have everything go the way it has this year and just the success we've had, it's been a really memorable journey that I know they're not ready to end yet. So I think they'll be ready to go tomorrow and be ready to compete, and hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Rent, Andy, you've done a great job this year. Regardless of how things turn out the rest of the year, you had a fantastic season. You've done a super job coaching the girls, and always appreciate the visit. You call us every Friday night. It's been fun talking Wellington Napoleon Tiger basketball each week, and good luck in that championship game tomorrow up at Hamilton.
All right, thank you, and it's been a pleasure talking to you guys, and thank you for all your coverage and your support throughout everything that you guys do. Okay.